This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House impeachment manager Gerald Nadler calls U.S. President Trump's argument that he cannot be impeached for abuse of power dangerous nonsense. Nadler, the head of the House Judiciary Committee, kicked off the second day of the Democrats' case of the Trump impeachment trial in the Senate Thursday, where the 100 senators are deciding the president's guilt or innocence. VOA's Patsy Wadakaswara.
The Democrats claim that President Trump withheld military aid to Ukraine while asking its leader to announce an investigation of his political opponent, Joe Biden, and his son Hunter, is legally deficient and partisan, argues White House lead counsel Pat Cipollone.
The president has done absolutely nothing wrong, and that these articles of impeachment do not begin to approach the standard required by the Constitution, and in fact, they themselves will establish nothing beyond those articles.
House Democrats are detailing the Trump-Ukraine timeline in 3 days of opening arguments, trying to convince senators that what the president did amounts to an abuse of power and obstruction of congressional oversight, and he must be removed. On Saturday, Trump's legal team will begin their 3 days of opening arguments. Patsy Wadakaswara, VOA News at the White House.
Russian lawmakers have unanimously approved in its first reading a sweeping constitutional reform bill put forward by President Vladimir Putin. All 432 lawmakers present in the State Duma voted in favor of the bill on Thursday, just 3 days after the amendments were presented in Parliament. The bill will then face a third reading. Once approved in three readings in the Duma, the bill will go to the Federation Council, the upper house of Parliament, before being signed into law by Putin. The Russian leader